the loopy F, the jaunty R, the swooping lines connecting the letters, cursive is sometimes considered antiquated now that digital communication has taken over. But one grandmother in New Jersey is taking matters into her own hands and teaching cursive to kids. From member station WBGO in Newark, Monica Miller has the story.
After school activities like dance troupe and chorus are facing stiff competition at the Nellie K. Parker Elementary School in Hackensack, the cursive club is in high demand by third grade students like Janaviyanda Polly.
When you write in cursive, it's easy to write faster because you don't have to take your hand off the paper to write. You just write all the words together.
At first, 45 students signed up. But then the club grew to 60 8- and 9-year-olds willing to sit in class for 1 hour a week after school to learn how to hold their pencils and loop their L's and curl their Q's. Donna Petrin-Wall is a third-grade teacher.
I at first was shocked that there would be a cursive club because we also have other clubs which are a little more entertaining where they're learning, like, instruments or they have chorus where it's a little more active. A cursive club is a little more sedentary where you're, you know, copying a letter.
Some states require cursive handwriting instruction. But in New Jersey, it's optional, which was news to Sylvia Hughes.
I was shocked because every legal document requires a signature. And do we expect the parents to teach it? Do we expect kids to learn on their own?
Hughes says she learned this while helping her grandson with his homework. She asked Principal Lillian Whitaker why cursive handwriting wasn't a part of the curriculum.
It's not that we don't want to. It's just that with all the state mandates, we don't have time.
Mike Yapel from the New Jersey School Boards Association says the state adopted the Common Core State Standards Initiative to provide consistent learning requirements for students across the nation.
Even New Jersey's state standards have said students are expected to write legibly in manuscript or cursive, but there really never was a mandate for cursive to be taught in all schools.
Students are now required to take 9 subjects in preparation of a state-issued standardized test this spring. He says many people support teaching cursive handwriting to improve eye-hand coordination and teach students how to understand documents in cursive.
But when push comes to shove, some parents might want their child to have an edge when it comes to other subjects like technology or speaking a second language. And that's when you see the push toward fewer hours for cursive.
But Cursive Club founder Sylvia Hughes says it made the students happy.
And when I come to the school now for the different programs they have, they remember, hi, Miss Hughes. And I mean, it really does my heart well.
9-year-old Alexandra Solomon says the feeling is mutual.
Miss Hughes is kind of like my hero, sort of, because without her, I wouldn't be able to write cursive and I wouldn't be able to read cursive.
Helen Burgos remembers spending 45 minutes a day learning cursive in parochial school. She didn't hesitate signing up her daughter for the club.
I do things the old-fashioned way. I do not pay my bills online. I still write thank you letters instead of sending an email.
By popular demand, Hughes and her cursive club will return in September at the Hackensack Elementary School. For NPR News, I'm Monica Miller.